allow yourself to receive golden light. So when they're saying golden light, it's like it's, they're saying it's already in your hair. How beautiful is that? So in other words, it's already in your hair. Right. It's already upon you. It's already, how would I say this? It's like a brand new channeling, so everyone's going to need to be patient with me. It's not channeling in words. It's like channeling in energy. So they're saying it's already on your hair, and it really, really is. Well, that would be my dog. So allow yourself, I'm going to put the words to it, allow yourself to be received, allow yourself to be gifted, allow yourself to be accentuated. So when you're receiving light. And it literally feels as light as air, but when you receive it, it has a heavenly glow where you're going to find it very attractive and you're going to want more of it. And so we want to get into that energy of expectancy, because it's so funny. It's like it's already in your hair, and it's like, yeah, we got that. But it's like the more that we feel it to be natural, the more that we feel that more is coming. This is the important part. They don't want us to be so conservative. They don't want to be like, oh, you know, here's a shooting star, and who knows when another one will come again. So they want us to remember that the universe is kind and abundant. So when we have the light in our hair, it's like to kind of suggest to leave it there and to allow it to continue to sort of stimulate increase, to stimulate higher decibel, higher illumination, higher increase, higher accessory. So they're saying it's like we accessorize with the minds, meaning like we dig for the pearls and diamonds. But they're saying, what if we like accessorize with the light? What if the light is the new style? What if the light is the new sensation? So allow yourselves to lather up. So this light, it's like, just imagine lathering up. Just imagine there being an abundant supply. That's what it was. So when they're saying that they don't want us to be conservative anymore, it's sort of like when we don't breathe, it's an automatic function. But we breathe continuously. We're not conservative at all. So when we're taking in this lather, when we're taking in this love nectar, when we're taking in this light, they want us to take it in generously. And they want us, just like when we're breathing, to want more and more. So in other words, it's like, and they're kind of like poking at me, and they're kind of like, even this one, it's like she waits until it's a little too late. So in other words, what they're trying to suggest, I totally get it. We're waiting until there's a need. So when I'm run down, when I'm stressed, when I'm weepy, when I'm whatever, it's like, oh, where's God? Where's my light? Where's my, you know, favorite helping? Versus having the hand of plenty, meaning never going a day without your light, without your favorite accessory, without your divine riches, because we're, all of us are creating grace. We're creating heaven on earth as we take our heaping supply, our helping supply. Any word you want that is not conservative. So we want to have like the land of the plenty. It's gonna take, how would I say it? You know, like the word that my brain is coming out is hammering, and that sounds a little harsh, but they like it because we've all been like fixated on the separation consciousness. So there's never enough, supposedly. So to have this concept of abundance, they're saying in a way I'm correct. It has to be hammered in. It has to be drilled in so that we really get that we can fill ourselves up with God's supply. Because the truth is, of course we can, because the God who we really are, or I am, has access to it all. So we want to get ready to scream and shout. So when they're saying scream and shout, We're moving, remember, we're ascending, we're moving into a new consciousness, we're moving into a new extraordinary, powerful dance. So you can't have power with a little teeny tiny supply. In order to have that power, you have to fill yourselves up large. All of us across the board are too conservative. So they want us to extenuate our circumstances. In other words, open both hands, both pockets. Like wherever you felt like your reach was, okay, that's enough, you know, stop right there. They want us to breathe and let it go. So in other words, and a stretch. And so like I have my arms out, like I'm pulling them out even further. I'm going from first to second position. My ballet lessons are returning. It's like going wide. You want to feel that considerable stretch. Our society does not permit it. You're going to stand out. You're going to feel large. The whole point is our society in mass needs to be this large as well. This is the whole point. We're all powerful, but we just didn't know it. So allow yourselves to receive grand. So grand, large, powerful, wide, anything where it's like going way beyond your first approach. They're saying all of us, I don't care if you have visions of being on stage, we're all still too conservative. So and I'm getting crackling in my corner now. So we really want to feel this. We're not just trying to be superstars in self-improvement land. We're like shifting. We're shifting into a whole new system. So it's going to require a grand approach. Allow yourselves to receive true. Allow yourselves to receive large. Allow yourselves to receive holy. Holy being whole. So now they're showing me Santa Claus. So again, it's a mythical, well, it's from St. Nicholas, but the idea is generosity, grace, and of course, he has that big belly, abundance, everything he could ever need and more. Receive, receive, receive to your heart's content. Your heart's content, this is going to be your sacred heart. It wants to know itself. It wants to know it is the I Am Presence. So once we start tapping into the truth of self, everything that is going to benefit us and help us mature into grace is going to be easily acquired because we're reeling it in note for note, meaning vibrationally. So they're reminding us, don't take too long now. In other words, we're walking out of the old system. We don't have to do it the old way anymore. So this is the graduation. This is the good news. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.